Scene 4, Sara Vaskovic, 9:35 a.m. I leaned against the wall outside Marsigliani's office, thinking it out for a while and getting nowhere. I looked at my watch, found it a bit past 9:30, leaving me an hour and a half before the panel I wanted to attend. What to do? I didn't have a room in the hotel, so I couldn't go there and stare out the window. The exhibit booths would be opening at 10, but there was nothing I wanted there. I walked down the sixth floor toward the elevators, feeling very much the complete failure. There was the glass door that led to room 622 on my right, but I had no excuse to go in there or anything useful to do once I was in. The matter was taken out of my hands. Sara was standing there, her spike heels bringing her eyes nearly to a level with mine. She said, "Mr. Marsigliani just called me. He said he does not wish to see you again for any purpose. I imagined you'd be coming down the hall, therefore, and I hoped in reasonable health. He sounded furious."
"He was slightly furious. He didn't hit me because I'm so little."
"There are advantages to it, then."
It was about what I had said to Marsigliani, but what I say and what other people are allowed to say are two different things. I said thanks, rather angrily.
She looked at me speculatively, the kind of look I think that I give to some girls. She said, "If there were even one person in the world who despised you for your height as much as you yourself do, you would then have reason for complaint."
"Two nights ago," I said, "you..."
"Ah," she said, clasping her hands, "but I have apologized. That is not kind."
"You're right," I said, quite sincerely. "My turn. I apologize." I felt so gentlemanly that if I had had a hat, I would have tipped it. As it was, I raised two fingers of my right hand and made an outward gesture at the eye level. I turned away.
"But wait," she said, "I want to talk to you."
I turned again, expectantly. She added,
"If you have the time."
I looked at my watch automatically, though I knew the time.
"I have some time," I said.
She said, "There is a room I can use sometimes. Would you come to it with me? Here we will be interrupted. I'm expecting the art director. Won't he leave if you're not here?"
Her lips set dangerously.
"He will not. He will wait for me."
She leaned back past the doorway and said to her receptionist, "Ginger, if anyone comes for me, they are to wait. Don't let them leave. I'll be back soon. Will you come to the room, Darius?"
It seemed only natural, almost inevitable, to grin, look knowing, and hope that the room had a bed in it. But I didn't say a thing. The trouble was that I never saw a woman look so... not so innocent. I was quite sure there was nothing innocent about her in the old-fashioned sense, and hadn't been for some years. Well, so divorced from seduction.
"Gladly," I said, and there was no seductiveness in that, either. We went up the elevator to the 10th floor. Others got in the elevator, and she moved away and let them separate us. She did not look at me, or look away from me, either. She met my eye occasionally, and without any particular interest, whenever chance would have it so. She was a woman loaded with common sense. I felt myself liking her more per inch than I ever had almost any woman, but that didn't make the total liking very high, unfortunately. She stepped off at the 10th floor, certain that I would follow, and I did. A third person stepped off, a youngish man, but he turned in the other direction. He wasn't wearing a convention badge. She opened the door to a room quickly, and I followed her in just as quickly. She placed the Do Not Disturb sign outside and closed the door. I said, "What will they think when they see that sign?" nodding in its direction.
She said, "Let them think what they will think."
She sat down.
"This is a staff room. There are several of them. They are useful when a member of the staff must stay overnight or does not feel well and wishes to lie down. In great emergencies, they are rented, but ordinarily not, not even with a convention like this in the hotel."
"Very convenient and pleasant."
She said, "Now tell me, you were asking me about drug problems. Is that what you asked Mr. Marsigliani, too?"
"You said I should."
"I said he was the person to ask. I did not think you would or should."
"Well, I did."
"But why? Why do you ask about the drugs?"
"Why should you want to know, Sara?"
"So that I might give you information in exchange."
"That is the payment. That is not the reason.
Why should you wish to know?"
She said,
because I'm afraid you think Mr. DeVore was murdered. I paused and considered, but there was nothing to consider. I hadn't the faintest idea whether it would serve my investigation, or perhaps from its general failure to accomplish anything, I ought to give it the disgrace of quotation marks and call it an investigation, to admit it or hide it. All things being equal, I decided, tell the truth. Yes, I said, I'm sure he was. Oh, for goodness sake, she said, looking far more troubled than that miserably mild expletive would justify. I know, I said, it would be bad for the hotel. Yes, it could. I'm thinking of Dr. Asimov and his book about murder at the ABA. I had forgotten about that completely. Oh, boy, I said. Have you told him? No, I haven't, but if it's murder, it will come out, and then Asimov could use it if he wanted to. But don't worry. I know him well enough to know that by the time he's through prettying it up and translating it into his own milk-and-water style and changing all the characters to suit his own pseudo-romantic notions, no one would recognize the truth behind it. And I tell you what, I will personally guarantee that he will not name the hotel or in any way give hints that would identify it. But that's prior restraint, isn't it? She seemed in two minds as to whether to smile or not and ended not smiling. I've changed my mind. Now what are you going to tell me?
That the whole thing may be more complicated than you think. I scarcely like to say this.
Her voice had lowered nervously. If you think the room is bugged, I said, I'll turn on the radio loud and you can whisper in my ear. Or let's go out somewhere.
Oh, it's not bugged. I just don't like to say. It's so disgraceful and I'm not supposed to know.
Darius? Yes?
Darius, there is a drug problem. I've heard talk about it.
Are you guessing, or is this hard information?
Not rock hard, but I would bet on it.
As much as 11-5, I said. I never gamble, actually, though I keep score in my own head of the bets I make with myself. I'm about $350 ahead as of now.
She said, better, 3-1 at least.
She seemed to have no problem falling in with my betting game.
Okay.
What's the problem?
This may be a clearinghouse for drug distribution.
Here?
Why not? Thousands of people pass in and out. Anything can happen here anonymously. If Mr. DeVore was killed, who could find the murderer in the crowd? Who could identify anyone who went to his room? Who would see such a thing? Who would be interested? There is scarcely anywhere as anonymous and safe from oversight as a huge hotel.
So they could use it as a clearinghouse? Someone gets the drugs, and someone distributes it here.
I suppose. I know very little about it.
Well, then why doesn't the hotel report this to the police, or has it already done so?
I don't think it has. The evidence, perhaps, is not clear, and Mr. Marsogliani
wants to save the reputation of the hotel. Sarah shook her head.
That's not quite it. If he can gain more evidence and present the whole to the police, then not only is police involvement less long drawn out, but the hotel's work can be praised. What was bad publicity can be made into less bad publicity, even into almost good publicity.
And I'm threatening to upset the whole scheme just over a little thing like murder.
You don't really know that it's murder, do you?
And suppose it were.
How can you be sure it had a connection with the drug traffic?
I said, there was heroin in the room. She looked shocked.
Are you sure?
No, I'm not sure in the ordinary sense of the word. There was no time to analyze it, for it disappeared, and the disappearance is analysis enough for me.
Was Mr. DeVore a drug addict?
I'm sure he wasn't. I tried to get Marsogliani to check that for me, but not a chance.
Even if he were not a drug addict, is it your theory that he might be part of the chain of distribution? Would that explain his murder? Is it that he was not behaving in such a fashion as to please the
syndicate?
Yes, so they
rub him out?
Yes, is that what you believe?
No, I said, but that wasn't quite true. Again, someone was handing me something I hadn't thought of, and something that seemed disturbingly plausible.
She said, but if Mr. DeVore were himself a drug pusher, wouldn't it be more important to expose the whole ring than to find one little small-time killer and allow the head man of the ring to escape? Shouldn't you leave the investigation to professional people? I don't think professional people will accept the death as murder. But don't you see that if he were killed, and if drugs were involved, surely desperate people are involved, and you will be in danger if you get too near the truth? That sounded very much like Marsigliani's warning, and the hell of it was that it made sense, and I'm no hero. I said in a troubled way, for since I felt troubled, how else could I say it? I'm not out to get killed. I'll be careful. She smiled suddenly and said, Good. Let Mr. Marsigliani handle it. He'll know when to go to the police. It seemed to me that she had reacted too quickly and too sunnily. Marsigliani had warned me, and he had then called Sarah and set this up as further pressure. It was all a game, with Sarah maneuvering me into cooperation by playing on my cowardice. What the devil made her so sure it was there to play on? I said coldly, I must go, I'm catching a panel. I left quickly. She must have been astonished at my sudden change in manner and my abrupt leave-taking, but it had occurred to me further that she chose that route to persuasion because she assumed that a small man was bound to feel fear of violence. Damn her, and damn myself for feeling that fear.